With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The House has authorized the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. While the House investigation has raised ethical questions, no evidence has emerged that Mr. Biden acted corruptly or accepted bribes in his current role or previous office as vice president. Following the House vote, the president responded.
The president issued a strongly worded written statement criticizing Republicans for choosing to waste time on this baseless political stunt. He said even some GOP members admit the process is not supported by facts. With the House party line vote, the impeachment investigation will extend well into 2024, a campaign year with Biden running for re-election.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Also on SRNnews.com, a court hearing in a lawsuit challenging Wyoming's abortion bans is scheduled to begin today.
Teton County District Judge Melissa Owens could decide as soon as today whether to strike down, affirm, or hold a trial over Wyoming's abortion bans. One of the laws bans abortion except to protect a pregnant woman's life or in cases of rape and incest. Another is the first in the nation explicit ban on the use of medication to end pregnancy. The laws were challenged by two obstetricians and two nonprofit groups. Any decision on the bans would likely be appealed to the Wyoming Supreme Court. Three times over the past year and a half, Owens has blocked the laws from taking effect while they're disputed in court. I'm Donna Water.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have been attacking ships in the Red Sea, one of the world's major trade arteries. Attacks have increased since the Israel-Hamas war broke out in October, and Israeli-linked vessels have been targeted. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead by 101 points. NASDAQ futures are up 59.5. This is SRN News. Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the recent congressional testimony by the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT should send a message to all Americans.
The moral confusion, secularization, radicalization, the ideological corruption of American higher education has never been more evident. Those three women failed a basic moral test. And let's face it, they failed it publicly and catastrophically. Indeed, they steadfastly resisted making any categorical statement against calls for the mass murder of the Jewish people.
And Christians should be paying special attention.
This tells us a great deal about the rot of America's higher education. It also underlines the incongruity of how so many Christian parents and students think it would be a great achievement to get into those universities.
Several studies indicate that Christian children who go off to secular colleges are likely to fall away from their faith. Many don't return to the fold until they're in their 30s. This is SRN News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said his goals in Ukraine remain the same.
Russian President Vladimir Putin was greeted with applause as he arrived at his end-of-year news conference in a hall in central Moscow. At the news conference, Putin said that his goals remain the same in Ukraine, and there would be no peace until they're achieved. The Russian leader also added a rare detail on the war in Ukraine, saying 244,000 Russian troops are currently fighting there. Putin, who has held power for nearly 24 years, said last week that he's running for re-election in March. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Bank of England has kept borrowing rates unchanged despite mounting worries over the state of the British economy. The central bank on Thursday left its main interest rate at a 15-year high of 5.25%, where it stood since August following the end of nearly 2 years of hikes. More details at SRNnews.com.